Sea Flower by Julian Stockwin. Read by Christian Rodzka. Chapter 1. The low thud of a court-martial gun echoed over Portsmouth in the calm early summer morning, the grim sound telling the world of the naval drama about to take place. Its ominous portent also stilled the conversation on the fore lower deck of the old receiving ship lying further into the harbour. There, Thomas Kidd's pigtail was being re-clubbed by his closest friend and shipmate, Nicholas Renzi. "I wish I meant Biles it were you," Kidd said in a low voice. He was dressed in odd-fitting but clean seaman's gear. Like Renzi, he was a shipwrecked mariner, and his clothes were borrowed. A court-martial would try the sole surviving officer, and Kidd, who'd been on watch at the helm at the time, was a principal witness. There was a muffled hail at the fore hatchway. Kidd made a hasty farewell and clattered up the broad ladder to muster at the ship's side. The larboard cutter bobbed alongside to embark the apprehensive witnesses. In the curious way of the Navy, Kidd joined diffidently with the petty officers, even though with the death of his ship, his acting rate had been removed, and therefore he was borne on the books of the receiving ship as an able seaman. His testimony, however, would be given as a petty officer, his rate at the time. The pleasant boat trip to the dockyard was not appreciated by Kidd, who gulped at the thought of crusty, gold-laced admirals and captains glaring at him as he gave his evidence, which might well be challenged by other hostile officers. In fact, recently, it had not in any way been a pleasant time for Kidd and Renzi. Their return as shipwrecked sailors to the land of their birth had been met with virtual imprisonment in a receiving ship. At a time of increasingly solemn news from the war, it was a grave problem for the authorities.